Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back. John, Josh, and Nick with you on this.
Now cloudy.
Monday. Now cloudy.
Yeah.
Monday. No, I have an idea now for your penance, as, again, famously, yes. It's amazing. It's amazing now. It's no longer a question of whether or not Josh's snow predictions will be expired in days. It's now in hours.
No, this was just days. This wasn't hours. This was days.
No, this was hours. You literally tweeted it out on, what was it, Tuesday, Friday, whatever day it was. And then it snowed yesterday.
Yeah, that's days. Yeah, so that's days.
But you can basically count them in hours. And then you retweet.
You can count everything in hours.
You just double down. You just doubled down.
Yeah.
You're wrong. You're wrong. You keep doing this to us.
John,
you keep cursing us. You keep making our lives miserable.
In my defense, it basically was all melted later in the day.
That doesn't matter.
The trails were clear.
I'm sure the people that skidded off the road during the time where it was slick appreciate the fact that it melted after they crashed their car.
I'm very happy that...
Of all people, you who have crashed your car...
People forget about that.
And had mailman Todd basically...
Rip off my headlight.
Rip the front end
Damn
of your car
Todd!
Off trying to tow it
Reminds
out.
Me, I need a new headlight
I just want to hear Josh say this.
Nice, Nick.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
There.
Wow.
If you admit it first, Nick, for having the thing turned down.
I had the thing turned down.
Wow.
I didn't do it right.
And
I was
so
wrong.
You were... Oh, I was going to say you could do it again.
I was wrong. I apologize. So what penance do you want me to do?
You know what we need to do?
What?
We need to concoct a 69
nice
egg omelet and dump
it
on you. No, we're not going to make you eat it. Okay. You're running.
That's a lot of eggs. That's a lot of cholesterol.
Dump an omelet on him?
I think we should.
I'd be down with that. That sounds hilarious.
It's going to be a big omelet.
Or people can just grab fistfuls of it and throw it at him.
Ooh, fistful of omelet.
Katie says his penance, Josh should have to do a mile, I think even jog, in full snow gear on July 26th. We get snow on March 26th because of him, then he should suffer in summer.
Well, we don't want Josh to have a heat stroke.
Yeah, he might die.
Yeah, I don't want to die. I like living. I like living enough.
He might die.
Aaron says make him eat 69 days of biscuits and gravy. I don't like biscuits. I don't like gravy.
Here's
you
want to
talk about things
Here's
that trigger
thing.
People? Aaron is very triggered about my dislike of biscuits
well,
and gravy.
Well, I do too. I think it's terrible, but...
Well, do what I can.
I think you would come to love it.
I just don't like gravy.
I think if you had to eat it for 69 days, you would probably go, man, this is really good.
Is it the white gravy or the brown gravy?
I don't like
gravy. He doesn't like gravy. He doesn't like
I don't like hate it. I just don't like it.
He'd rather put slime on his stuff.
Gravy is more slimy than mayo.
I don't like the flavor of it. It's not the slime. It's the flavor.
It's sausage.
Yeah, I like sausage flavor.
You know what the flavor is the juices from the meat.
Yeah. I know, I don't like au jus either. I don't dip my sandwiches in that.
Oh, you're out on au jus?
I just don't like it.
That is so weird.
I don't need
it. Literally, it's the juices
it's
from the meat.
It's so weird
it's
as you.
Yeah, but you like a medium rare steak.
Yeah, I know, I just don't need it. I don't like slurp up the juices after I'm done with my steak. Yeah,
you gotta, that's what you have the roll for.
You're weird.
Soak it up.
Yeah, I just don't do that.
Soak up the steak juice.
I just don't do it.
Mm. A 69 egg omelet.
Nice.
And dump it on me?
Yeah, just like
eggs are expensive. Thanks a lot, President B. Have you seen this? Have you heard about
that? Oh, did he do that too?
Aren't
it's
eggs
the
expensive?
Egg industry doing that. It's false inflation of the
mm.
eggs. Because there's bird flu, but then they're like, oh, we can make more money though if we use bird flu as an excuse.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
People lying about things, Nick, I would never
I know,
believe.
For the sake of making more money is insane.
Who knew? So I don't know. I just don't want, John, you to have to spend a lot of money on all these
What
eggs.
If we get, like, an ostrich egg?
Get
we spend
eggs.
Some money, make an ostrich egg omelet, and then throw it to Josh.
Mm. How much are ostrich eggs?
They can't be that expensive, right?
I would guess the opposite.
Steve would just rather bring Stibbs back from the dead long enough to kick Josh's ass.
Stibbs could beat me up. He boxes.
Gonna resurrect Stibbs?
Ostrich eggs are $30, Nick.
For one?
$30 for one egg.
Hmm.
That's a
get
lot.
Get the egg. Get the eggs.
Get the egg.
The way you guys make it sound, 69 eggs might be $30 too.
That's yeah, because I don't buy the groceries.
How much
either.
Are the eggs now?
I don't know. I hear they're a lot.
I've heard anywhere from 14 or 14. Jeez, $4 to $14.
$4 to $14?
Yeah.
Oh, probably for the expensive eggs, the brown.
And like my mom had eggs.
What?
My mom had a thing of eggs, and they said extra large on the box, but they were like this big.
Got it.
I don't know how that's an extra
feel
large.
Feel like
egg.
I should have taken Whoa, further
Nick,
advantage.
That's a problematic signal. Don't do that. Here we go on Hy-Vee. A grade A large eggs, $4.59 for a dozen.
Son of a bee sting.
Yeah, I don't go to the grocery store. She
Neither
does.
Do I.
So I don't have to. But last time I went, I was like, Doritos are $5 now.
$5 Doritos.
Oh yeah, yeah. Chips are getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I got very sad.
$5
chips
Doritos?
Used to be $3.
$3. Thanks a lot, President B.
Yeah.
Nice, Josh.
Gosh, can't believe you voted for him. All right.
69 eggs.
What do we have next? We have
Mitch Sherman.
Next.
What do you mean, what do we have next? A dear friend of the Grum.
I know. I'm just double checking. Mm. I'm still like in a haze, man.
Understandably so.
Last week was weird.
Yeah.
Just in a haze. Purple haze. Oh, and baseball. Just joshing.
Yes, I got a great take
baseball.
Today. And a callback to a previous take.
Well, you've only had two, so that kind of narrows it down.
Is it about Boston College?
No, you skipped last week because you weren't here on Monday.
Yeah,
you said,
and then,
I did Boston College. I did Baylor. Didn't I do
That's
another
it.
One?
That's it.
No. The Louisiana Tech thing. Remember the game that got canceled because of the fake
Fine.
Inning that didn't happen?
One out
happen?
Of three.
Sad.
On 1620 The Zone.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.